The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. The film made headline news after receiving an Oscar nomination, only to have it suddenly pulled. Now, hear the story behind the film as author Tracy Leiniger Craven and producer Jim Leiniger set out on an ancestry journey that led them to Alone, Yet Not Alone.
You know, we may not be able to relate to being captured by Indians, but we can all relate to having a moment when we're feeling alone and just to know that God is there and that he'll be with us in our deepest trials.
Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. I'm James Robinson. My wife, Betty, and I welcome you to Life Today. We have a very good friend, a man that we admire, and his daughter that we've just come to have such tremendous appreciation for. I want to hold something up because this is a movie, and it's in the theaters, and it'll soon be available on DVD. It's the kind of thing you'd want your family to watch, to show at church, too, as well as seeing it in the theaters, because it's a true story. Alone, but not alone. Their faith became their freedom. It was written by Tracy Leiniger Craven. The book was written initially when she was only 9 years old. You're going to hear about that story. Her dad, Dr. Jim Leiniger, is a man that I respect and appreciate because of his deep love, first for God, but his love for people, for you, for his patience. And the things he's done to save people's lives is nothing short of a miracle of love. And I want to welcome Dr. Jim Leiniger and his daughter, Tracy Leiniger Craven, to Life Today. Would you welcome them? Glad to see y'all.
Good to be here.
Good to be here. Jim, I love you, but I want to talk to Tracy.
I don't blame you.
Yes, yeah. I'm really captivated by how this came to be. Mm-hmm. Just tell us when you found out what somehow caught your attention when you were quite young. Tell us about it.
All right. I'd always dreamed of being an author when I grew up, and Alone Yet Not Alone is one of 10 historical fiction books I've written. It's the nearest and dearest to my heart. I was inspired to write it at age 9. I'll never forget the night I went to my grandparents' house for dinner, and my grandmother was so excited. They'd found this story and about these girls that were captured by Indians during the French and Indian War, and the story of their faith and how it ultimately led them home to be reunited with their family. And it made such an impression on me at 9 years old. I was the same age as the little girl when she was captured, or one of the girls. And it made such an impression on me, I went home and started writing the book right away. And obviously it's changed a lot over the years. But yeah, that was the inspiration for that book. And the story, the message of not being alone has encouraged me over my lifetime before I wrote the book and since I've written the book.
Was it the fact that there was a connection through ancestry, or was it just the fact that these girls had faith to know that God was with them even when everything was totally wrong, mm-hmm. and they were so young and so innocent and mm-hmm. taken into such a totally different environment? Was it the two together that connected, the fact that there was some connection through heredity, or was it just purely their faith?
I think both. I think the fact that, you know, Leiniger was our last name, and that was fascinating, and tracking their roots to the same little village in Germany that we all came from. And even though it was a distant relation, I think, you know, it was almost like being related to a hero as a young girl. And even more a hero of faith. One of my favorite childhood memories is my dad would read stories to us every night before bed, and that was our bedtime ritual, and it'd be our motivation to get to bed on time. And he'd read all sorts of stories of historical fiction, biographies, the Bible, poetry, you name it. It was this whole gamut. But I think that that story of faith and just those girls and what they went through, and the fact, like you said, that that you go through wilderness experiences in your life, but you're not alone. You know, we may not be able to relate to being captured by Indians, but we can all relate to having a moment when we're feeling alone, and just to know that God is there and that He'll be with us in our deepest trials.
Is that what you really want people to see as they read the book, is that God is steadfast in our lives if we allow Him to be? Mm-hmm. And He is with us going through those difficult times.
Right, absolutely. And one of my favorite parts in the book is the two sisters are captured, and they're being taken away by these Indians. And the older sister, Barbara, the night before the girls are separated, because they both went to different tribes, she made her little sister to promise to never lose the song in her heart. And Regina was the bubbly younger sister that was always singing. Her mom called her her little songbird. And just that message of when we go through trials, that not to lose faith, not to lose hope, and that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And ultimately, Barbara escaped 5 years later, and she had, my book follows her escape, and it's very exciting. It's one of those fact is crazier than fiction, all the things that she went through. And she actually published her narrative after she returned from captivity, so we have all those facts and, you know, real life documented facts. And but Regina wasn't returned until 9 years later, and she did not remember conversational German, which was her native language, and she couldn't remember conversational German, but she remembered the song Alone Yet Not Alone that her mom had sung to her as a child, and that's ultimately how they reunited.
And that song became in itself quite a story and quite a witness, Doc. I mean, I could ask you a couple of questions, but I do want to touch on that song. But did you realize what a treasure you had here with this young lady writing like she did, and that this would actually become a movie? And this is actually the book with the movie version, where you can actually see the scenes and the pictures in the book, which we're happy to make it available to you. But did you realize what a gift she had, and were you captivated by the alone but not alone story, not just the fact it's family, but the story itself?
Well, I'd known for many years what a treasure we had, but I didn't know that she could write like that, to be honest with you. And when I, you know, she was gracious enough to ask me to read the manuscript, I was blown away. I mean, it got right to my heart. And that's a gift that God has given her that, you know, certainly I don't have. Most people don't have that ability to get on a heart level immediately, you know, in chapter one. Yeah. And you're just grabbed into this story and just, you know, it's a page turner. You just have to know what happened to these poor little girls.
What do you want the movie to do? Now, it's in the theaters. Hopefully many of you have seen it, or you will see it. I'm praying it gets a long run, but it'll also be available in DVD. What do you hope the impact and effect of the movie is? What's your prayer? Because I know you care deeply about people. You and our good friends, we pray about our deep concerns and the love God's given us for people, period, especially if they suffer or they're going through hard times. What do you hope the movie and the book will accomplish?
Well, I think, you know, Tracy touched on it. Our society today, we're more and more isolated. You know, it used to be on the family farm, you had relatives, extended family, neighbors, and everybody pulled together, and now everybody's on their computer off by themselves, and there is much more loneliness now than probably ever in the history of our society. So if only one thing was accomplished by this movie, and that would be that people would gain a vision that God will never leave them or forsake them, that He will always be there no matter how hard the trials. And certainly, probably none of us will ever put up with a trial as difficult as these little girls had physically, but emotionally, and the aloneness that people have today with families broken and just being alone. If they don't know the Lord, they're alone spiritually. If they don't have family nearby, they're alone relationally. And if they've got broken relationships, they're alone emotionally. But God will always be there, will always be will always love them faithfully.
Who sang the song Alone But Not Alone for the movie?
Johnny Erickson Tata sang the song. And when our music producer suggested that she would be very good, he said she has the voice of an angel. I questioned it. I mean, as a medical doctor, I knew that because of her injury and her paralysis, she didn't have abdominal muscles and diaphragms that it takes to sing the high notes, and I just didn't understand how she could possibly do that. And then when I saw the videotape of her singing it with her husband down on her knees next to her, pushing on her abdomen to be her diaphragm so she could hit the high notes, oh my God, it was a puddle. It was amazing. And so then I realized at that moment how she could possibly do it, and I didn't really see any way up until that moment. But when it was nominated, there were three polls taken. Parade Magazine and People Magazine did one the first weekend, and Alone Yet Not Alone got about 2/3 of the vote in both of those polls, and the other four were way down in the mostly single digits. And then the Hollywood Reporter had a daily poll going on, and so this is a newspaper to the Hollywood community, Hollywood Insiders. And the day before, about 2 weeks after it was nominated, and the day before they rescinded the nomination, Alone Yet Not Alone had gone all the way to 82% as their first choice among the Hollywood Insiders.
Yeah.
So I really think that it would not have gotten rescinded if it had gotten 6% or 20%, but it was a runaway favorite. And
well, you know, it got a lot of legs, so to speak.
Yes. And
more than a million people have already watched it on, I guess, YouTube?
Yes, sir. That's the miracle of it all. What others meant for evil, God meant for good. And the little videotape of Johnny praying before she sings that song, mm-hmm. and then singing it with her husband's hand on her stomach, mm-hmm. has been viewed over a million times on YouTube, and we never, ever could have gotten
that
kind of notoriety.
That's a great witness. Let's watch. Would you like to see a little bit of that clip of Johnny praying about this? Let's look at it.
We are the ones who run to you when we are weak, and you know this body. You formed this body. This is a quadriplegic body that is broken. My lungs are limited, but there's this fine balance between presenting to you all of my weakness and thinking that it can't be done. I don't want to think that it can't be done. And so, Father, I pray that you will mitigate any crackiness in my voice, any age in my voice, any tiredness in my voice, and please give me your strength. These words talk about in your strength, I find my own. And so make that my prayer. I make that my prayer, Lord God.
I'm alone, yet not alone. God's the light that will guide me home. With his love and tenderness, leading through when on my own, I can leave.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, I just want to say thank you, God. Did you know one of the main calls that comes to our prayer center is I'm just lonely? I hope you go see the movie. It's basically, it tells a true journey of true faith. And Tracy here and Dr. Leininger, they not only love the Lord, they love you. Mm-hmm. And Johnny, we've been with you since you first sang. You were one of our first singers on our television program, so we love you deeply. I'd like to send you the book. I want to encourage you to go and see the movie. I want to encourage you to get it on DVD as soon as it's available and show it to as many people. Would it be wonderful, Tracy and Dr. Leininger, if everybody would just encourage their friends to just watch that clip on YouTube?
Amen. Yes.
Because, see, I can tell you, you all are both saying, if we can just help somebody, no, they don't ever have to be alone. I know you well enough to know that's what's in your heart. That's certainly what's in Betty's heart. It's what's in my heart. And so do it. Would you say thanks to Tracy and Dr. Leininger for being here? Thanks for being here. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I will send you the book. If you'd just do something, yeah, real simple. Would you do what Jesus said? Would you give a cup of water in my name? Could you do that? I want you to listen to our missionary overseer who will oversee the drilling of a lot of these wells in Angola and other places on the continent of Africa. Listen to him. And then, please, let's give a cup of water. Let's do it together. Watch closely.
Sim, isso mesmo sinto, mas como não tenho como fazer, estamos à falta de água, rio seco. Para encontrarmos água, temos que cavar na areia, encontramos água. Mas a água tem problema, tem bichos. Quando bebemos água, provoca dor de barriga nas crianças, sobretudo todos mesmo, mais velha como criança.
There is such a desperate shortage of water here. They go 2 kilometers to a dry riverbed and dig a deep hole to be able to get a bit of water out of the dry riverbed. And that's how this whole village exists.
The problem is that the water is tira aqui água nas cacimbas. E os animais vivem aí. Então as crianças, nem mais velho, fica doente. E as crianças acabam por morrer. A dos mais velhos, vomita, diarreia.
Ainda aqui já vai há 3 anos que a chuva não cai devidamente. Já vai há 3 anos mesmo com essa seca.
Won't you help us change the lives of these children, of this village, of this area, by putting in a deep water well here, and we'll get the water and we'll be able to pump it out and put it in tanks, and we can even grow agriculture here, and it'll bring food stability to this village.
Well, I hear Peter's heart. 25 years we've been weeping with him, praying with him, working with him. Watching his dream and vision. That little family, Betty, that beautiful little girl, when they kind of zoomed in on it, and then those little kids' faces. I just want to hold them with arms of love. But if we just did that, however sincere we were, and didn't give them the water that we could give them with a well, and you heard that missionary, he's left everything, he's planted his life there. And he said, would we just do this for this village? And he said, we'll make this will be a deeper well. We'll even get enough water. We can give them a little bit to water some little plants and crops. That can happen there. That particular village is going to be a little bit more expensive. I've told you the wells average $4,800. We get some places we can get it maybe for $3,000. That's going to take more than $4,800. But it's going to do a lot more. But I'm hearing the missionary's heart. And Betty, that's why our friend stepped up and said in Angola, where they got such a critical problem, we'll match what people give for the necessary 68 wells, of which that's one. And so here in the last days, as we complete this challenge to drill 500 wells, you drill one right now for them, and we've got two. Or you give 2,400, then it's matched. We've got another well. I'm just believing that people want to hold that little family in the arms of God's love and say, we're going to give you clean water.
I do too, James. And, you know, thing I guess that touched my heart was to listen to one of the parents say, I walk a long way to get this water for them, this diseased water that I know is going to bring a slow death to them, but they got to have water. Let's give them the opportunity to offer them the living water, some clean, fresh water that will give them hope and opportunity to grow up as we love for our children to do. We watch our children. We care for them with such tender love. They do too, but they don't have the resources. So please join with us and let's drill these water wells that they can see life, water, life in the water that springs from those wells.
Well, I want you to, I don't think the right words run. I want you to hasten. Go get your bank card. I mean, like you were going to get something that really you really wanted. And a lot of times what you really, really want is not really all that important. This is real important. Go get your bank card. Use it like a check. Call the number and say, here's the gift. Father, you lead everyone in what they're to do and enable them to do it gladly in Jesus' name. If you can give a well, make that $4,800 gift. If you can give part of a well at whatever level, we have some gifts to send you to say thank you, to bless you and the children you love, and to give you devotionals, to give you a life journal that you will write what God says to you, hopefully, daily. It's an absolutely fabulous journal. I will always treasure this, as our daughter, who went to be with Jesus, gave me this one time when I was fighting a disease, and it became a way for me to record what God put in my heart. So we want to bless you. Thank you for your gift. Listen, you can go online, lifetoday.org. Use your bank card if you write a check. Make it to Life, but call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. We need to hear from you. We need to let the missionaries know. Go for it. Thank you so much for making the call.
Every day, children of all ages are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or face death from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. With your gift today, you can help establish and drill new water wells for those in need, impacting over 20 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. And now, because of a miracle opportunity of a matching gift of over $326,000 for 68 new wells targeted in drought-stricken Angola, your gift can be doubled. With your gift, be sure to request the new Children at the Well interactive book to help your little ones understand the blessing of clean water, as well as the Women at the Well daily devotional with 32 refreshing devotionals for your quiet time. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to help capture your personal times with God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Well, Betty and I, from the depth of our heart, in behalf of all those families and children, we say thank you. If you'd like to have Alone But Not Alone, the movie version, gladly send it to you. Just help us give a cup of water. And Dr. Jim Aleiniger, I love you. Appreciate you. Tracy, God bless you. What a wonderful gift. We're going to talk to the other actress in this movie, your sister, on another program. I think people would enjoy meeting her. Would you say again, thanks to this incredible father and daughter. Thank all of you for watching Life Today, and thank you for sharing life. God bless y'all. You're great.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family before and after death and results in peace of mind. As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, can help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Don't put off this important step to peace of mind through better planning. Contact Life Planning Services today.
Being in Hollywood got me connected to life outside of the four walls of church.
Former contestant on NBC's The Voice, Anthony Evans, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.